We would like to speak to you about relating with the world. We have been talking quite a lot about relating with ourselves, and we will continue to talk to you about that. However, relating with the world always exposes wounds, and that is why it is both pleasurable at some times and very painful at others, because what your belief system is about the world is going to be exposed when you relate with the world. Of course, there are many different aspects of relating with the world, but all of them can tell you about what you believe. And that information you will find in your own healing is absolutely invaluable, because if you know what you believe, you know what it is that is producing your life, what is making it work or not work in whatever ways that might be happening. There are those who resist this, and we understand, because to really get the grasp of this, that the way I am doing with this person is bouncing off what I believe. Now, we want to make something very clear. Your job is not to like everyone you meet in the world. It is not to get along in every situation, but every situation tells you about something you believe, and we want to look at the two aspects of that. So if you find yourself intervening in a grocery store when a mother is being violent with a child, that is a reflection of a belief, but that belief is a good belief. That is a belief that children should be protected, that children should be cared for. If you can do that lovingly with the mother, it means that you have another very powerful belief, and that is that people who are doing a wrong or angry thing have a wound in them that has not been tended to. And so if you are able to both intervene but compassionately, then you have two very fine pieces of belief that will serve you well in the world. Now, on the other side of the hall, as we say, when you are interacting with the world, and we cannot cover all of these, but we will mention a few, and you feel endangered, when the person you are dealing with does not have power over your life, and by the way, that is any person, because no one has power over your life ultimately but you. But when you are feeling danger with a person who does not control your life, then we want to back up and say, what do I believe? And of course, what it basically means is you are not in charge of your life. Your safety is dependent on what someone else thinks of you or how they react to you. And that is a wounded belief. It is a belief we understand. And again, to look at the other side of it, someone you meet may intend to be dangerous to you. That may be their intention. But if you have a belief that says it does not really matter what they are trying to do, what matters is that I know that I am in charge of my safety, then that is the belief that you want to feed, because that brings you back to the source of your own power. And the source of your own power is inside of you. So any interaction that we have in the world teaches us about something we believe. And you are going to find both positive and less than positive beliefs in your own background, in your own, in the way you were raised, in the way you were valued or not valued. And we will mention only one others before we speak about this together. And that is, if you refuse to value yourself before you get someone else to value you, then what do you believe here? Number one, probably you were not taught to value yourself early on. And, oh my, we can tell Chantal she can talk about this for 4 hours. Because what is going on there is you were either not valued by those who should have valued you, or the pretense of valuing happened by someone who did not value themselves and therefore could not really pass that energy cleanly on to you. We realize that sounds a bit complex, but we're trying to point you to patterns that are very common. And so, but this knowledge about what you believe allows you to say, then I want to change this. I want to change what I believe. And then you become wise about the actions that you need to take. But again, if you are waiting for someone else's approval, then, and you attach to that, then you cannot find your belief that needs to be healed, and you cannot return your power to your own center where it belongs. So this is what we are going to talk about tonight. So this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. And feel a cleansing energy from the earth, an energy that is designed to take away fear. Feel it coming up into your body and taking fear away from the root center. Moving up, taking fear away from the second center, removing the judgment and the shame. Feel the cleansing energy come into the solar plexus and remove the emotions that do not serve us. And feel the cleansing energy come up and into the heart. And let the cleansing energy take away the pain and the anxiety. Feel the cleansing energy in your throat, taking away the fear around communication, given or received. Feel the cleansing energy come into the third eye, opening the third eye, taking away the fear that you do not know when you are born in knowing. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the crown, opening the crown, cleansing any limitation you might be carrying about receiving all that is good and all that is beautiful and abundant and loving. And feel an orb of gold that contains the power and the healing of the universe, the knowledge, the recovery. And feel that golden light pouring into your body. Let the golden light change the energy of your thoughts. Trust your intuition. Soften and gentle any communication you might be needing. Saluting the truth of your heart, bathing it in the gold. Making a space for emotions and cleansing the emotions that do not serve you. Making the second center free to cleanse and lighten, and making you free. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. Now take a moment and feel the golden light going to your physical body to heal, to release, to make you strong. And feel the golden light move to the field around your body to offer you the protection of the universe as you walk through the world, knowing that you do not walk alone. Now move your attention into your heart center. And on a table of silver, see that a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift.